Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min walah. Inshallah, tonight's recitation, we will begin with Surah Al-Anbiya. We will conclude with Surah Al-Anbiya, and then we will begin with Surah Al-Hajj, which we will conclude with as well. Surah Al-Anbiya is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The term Anbiya, which I'm sure each and every one of you are familiar with, literally means prophets. And the reason why this surah is called Surah Al-Anbiya, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of 16 different anbiya alayhim as-salam by their name, and many of which by their stories as well. It's not just that their names are mentioned, but part and parcel of their story is also mentioned in this surah. This surah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three main things. The beginning part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty, His grandeur, His power, His qudra, His taqah. That's the first part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also goes and refutes the claims of the mushrikeen. You see, the mushrikeen of Mecca, they would go about with few claims. We mentioned some of them before. But one of the claims they would come about with from time and time again was that if Allah ta'ala wanted, He could have sent down an angel. Why did Allah ta'ala send down a person? Why did Allah ta'ala send a human? And the answer is quite simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it as well. Allah ta'ala says, yes, we could have sent down an angel. However, if we sent down an angel, number one, you would object. The first objection would be, the angel doesn't need to eat and drink. So you can tell the angel to read salah, but we can't read salah, we need to eat and drink. We need to earn, we need clothing, we need this, we need that. The arguments will go on and on and on. So Allah Ta'ala made it a point that for every Nabi, it came, that Nabi came from their very community. Except Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was sent as a Nabi for the entire mankind. Not just the Quraysh or not just the people of Arabia. They had few objections like that. Anyway, this is one of the unique objections that come about in this surah as opposed to the other surahs that we previously discussed. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala goes in, one more ayah. لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون. So the mushrikeen would say, you know what, but if there's one Allah, there could be two Allah. If there's one God, there can be more than one God, you know. Allah Ta'ala says, look, logically it's impossible. Why? You know, when you are driving, if someone else is trying to pull the steering wheel, or if someone else is trying to, you know, shift the gears, or trying to push the clutch down, or the brake, or the accelerator. Does it work? It doesn't work. Otherwise, look at it, right? People have made up idols. You all went to school, many of you, especially the younger generation, went to school here. The older generation, you went to school in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, so you know about Hindu stories. Hindu stories, they've got 1,000,001 gods, right? How many of them aren't fighting with one another? You went to school here, you've done the Roman mythology, you've done Egyptian mythology, you've done Greek mythology. Each of these things, they had a pantheon of gods. What always happens? There's one god fighting with another god. If there was more than one god, could this dunya ever function? It could never function. One god wants this, one god wants that. You know, they say you shouldn't have more than two women in a kitchen at one time. Why? There's too much salt. There's too little salt. No, this is not how my mother makes it. No, that's not how my mother makes it. And eventually, when it comes to iftar time, there's nothing made. So, if we can understand all of this, why can't we understand there can only be one God? That is the objection of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is telling them, you know, you can't understand that. Anyway, lafasadata, they would have created corruption. And bazahiran is a very zahiri cheese. Anyway, going to the stories of Anbiya alayhi wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll start off, you know, we'll try and cover a bit of them, just a few points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلَ كُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ يَا أَبْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. Right? He goes, remember, if you go into the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, once a year they would have a big festival, much like how we have Eid. And in their Eid, they would go and worship all the idols, etc. And his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, was not just an idol worshipper, he was the creator of the idols. So he was the manufacturer. He would make the gods so that other people could worship them. It reminds me when I was in year 8, right? So in the media class, the teacher told everyone in the class that everyone should bring about a religious artifact. You know? So I used to have my topiya and so I was like, yeah, you know, here we go. Right? And mashallah, one Hindu guy, he brought an idol. And what he forgot to do was take off the £2.99 price tag that was there on the idol. And unfortunately, children are children, and I was also a child. So I was like, oh, okay, your God costs £2.99. Not saying you should do that, right? It just came to my head right now. But Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was the seller of idols. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention of that story when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he destroyed each and every idol. Number one. Number two, when they came to object, he said, you said you pray to your idols. That big one, look how big he is, look how small I am. And that adze, not an axe, it's a mixture, right? We'll just call it an axe for now. That axe was by, Ibrahim alayhi salam put it by the big one. He said, ask him. He's the big one. He's got the axe. Why are you asking me? You know, and they said, no, how does it work? Said, so wait, if you're telling me the idols couldn't move and do it, why are you now worshipping them? And anyway, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the story of the fire. Ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cool and peaceful upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. Fafahamnaha Sulaiman. Wa kullan atayna hukm jibali tayr wa kunna fa'ilin. I'm sure you're well aware of it, that Ayyub alayhi salam, my father, you cannot give that hukm. Rather, this is the better way. And that, you know, and it was the better way. And follow what my son has said. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Zakariya alayhi salam. Wa Zakariya idh nada rabbahu rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. See, there's lesson in each and every incident here. For us. One is lesson for Rasulullah. I won't say lesson. But what Allah Ta'ala was telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via these stories was that be patient. Persevere. All these Anbiya alayhi salam came before you. They all had to go through difficulty. Their nations rejected them. Each and every one of them, they rejected them. It's okay. Don't feel bad that people aren't accepting your message. Anyway, going on. Then Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala for a child. He was elderly. He asked Allah for a child. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah, don't me alone and my legacy with me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Maryam alayhi salam and who got swallowed by the fish? Yunus. Naam. Yunus alayhi salam. And when Yunus alayhi salam was in the belly of the whale, what did he say? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. There is no God but you. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am from the ones who have wronged myself. This is obviously something we need to make habitual upon our tongues. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. It is a very small dhikr, but it has a lot of meaning. So that is the second part of the surah. The third part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about qiyamah and akhirah. Right? Allah ta'ala says about jahannam. Allah ta'ala speaks about how we will be brought in front of Allah ta'ala, just as he brought us, just as he created us the first time. You see the mushrikeen, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They couldn't understand. They refused to accept the fact that Allah Ta'ala, once we die, Allah Ta'ala will bring us back again. They just couldn't wrap it around their heads. Allah Ta'ala said, I created you the first time. Are you telling me I cannot create you again? You see, the Ford vehicles, right? Ford vehicles, Marceline Nawab Sahib always gives this example. He says Ford car in a process in 2000 and something. They produce one car in less than 90 seconds. Right? And it probably cost them that 40,000 pound car, it cost them maximum 10,000 pounds. I'm highballing it. 10,000 pounds. But they are selling it for 40,000. However, when it came to manufacture that car for the first time, how much do you think it cost? The blueprints, the R&D, etc. would have cost hundreds of millions. And now, in 90 seconds, one car is coming off the assembly line. One assembly line, one car. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I created you from the very onset. How easy it is for me to bring you back. Same like that. And then, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have not sent you except as a mercy. You know, that is something we should remember. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a means of mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our prophet, and he was a means of mercy. and inshallah, through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will make it easy for us on the day of Qiyamah. The second surah is Surah Al-Hajj. This is a Madani surah. Surah Al-Hajj, right? Hajj, you can see it in the name. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of multiple ahkam, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about Hajj here. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and when Hajj was legislated from the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the surah, it starts off with, Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two things. If you want to understand the horrors of Qiyamah, understand that when the first shay will cast that child and will run, bade gade ho gaye. Right? But for our mother, what are we? Baby. You'll know, you know, you've got your wife, right? Husband is here, mashallah. But when the child is crying, hey, you get up. Mother is mother, you know. So imagine the mother casting aside her suckling child. You know that young child, that muhabbat you have for it. It's unmatched. Number one. Number two. Okay, three things. Right? We'll just end up with this, inshallah. The second thing is that the pregnant woman will miscarriage. For a pregnant woman to miscarriage just out of the blue, she has to go through a lot of trauma. It doesn't just happen. Allah save each and every one of us and each and every one of our families as well. It just happens. You know, it doesn't just magically one day you're walking around and halas. They have to go through trauma unless it's a medical condition. Allah Ta'ala save everyone, like I'm saying. And number three, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see the people as though they are drunk, but they will not be drunk. But they will be so lost, so much confusion, so much, you know, kya kehte usko? Right? You'll know what I'm saying though. Right? I don't need, inshallah, thesaurus nahi hai mere paas. Right? You'll know what I'm saying. It will be like that. Anyway, throughout this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a Madani surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks at various ahkam, and one of the last parts of the surah is Ibrahim alayhi salam, huwa sammakumul muslimin. The term Muslim comes from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was the first person to coin the term Muslim. And why are we Muslims? Not because we say La ilaha illallah, but because we submit to each and every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وصدوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمدا
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم صل على محمد وسلم لا إله إلا الله